With just over 1 week to go until the civic election kicks off, we have taken a look at the RDCK Area G, where incumbent Hans Cunningham is being challenged by two other candidates for his role as director. The winning candidate out of the three people who are running will be responsible for the RDCK services and Hull Siding, Weimar, Ross Spur, Airport Road, Erie, Puerto Rico, Nellway, and Salmo North. First up in our interview series is the current director, Hans Cunningham, who is running again.
I've been director for Area G for over 35 years, and somebody asked me, well, aren't you a little old? And I says, I'm younger than the U.S. president. So we'll go from there. In any case, why am I running? The reason I'm running and continuing after this is because there are all sorts of things that need to be taken care of that are in the works. And the big one, one of the big ones, is the protection of the Weimar watershed. As you know, BC Timber Sales wanted to log it, and when we showed them that, in fact, it was not good for the residents of Weimar to produce undrinkable water, they shifted over and gave the watershed to ATCO to log. And so now we're working with them in order to protect the watershed. It has to be protected. That's number one.
Right.
Okay. Second thing, of course, is such things as transit services. We've been working for almost forever to get decent transit services. Three times a week, and then you're the first ones canceled because of COVID and we can't get a driver, that kind of thing. That's no good. We need good, reliable transit services so that people can go to work on a bus and come back from work on a bus, or school or shopping or doctors or anything else like that. And thirdly, of course, we need to talk about active transportation, which is, of course, as you know, active transportation means things like bikes and walking and stuff like that. And there's a real move that people would like to use their electric bikes to be able to go downtown or go shopping or whatever. And there is no way at this time, without them being in traffic lanes to do so. Mm-hmm. We need to work on active transportation.
As the incumbent director of Area G, you're running for re-election. Why should people vote for you for another 4 years on this position?
Okay. First of all, the big reason they need to vote for me is because these things such as the Weimar watershed that I've been talking about, those are things that have been worked on, and a new director would take a long time to be able to learn about the issues and being able to be effective. And in that time, I would hate it if something happened and all of a sudden the Weimar watershed was starting to be logged, or nobody did anything about the Douglas fir beetle, or our transit services stuck as they were and perhaps even got worse. Don't want those things. And again, you know, we've got to look what's coming down the pike with regards to climate, you know, with housing, climate action, food and agriculture, energy. I, as well as the board, have been working on these things for more than 10 years. These are not new issues, and we need to take care of them. The other thing, of course, is we've all heard of the fires and atmospheric rivers. If we have a flood in the Selmo area, we're done for. And that is a real concern to me, and a new director would not know about how to best affect that. And I've already worked with the province and with the federal government and with the regional district board in order to get moving on this and get something done. And I'm still shaking my boots because I'm afraid we won't get it done before next spring.
That was incumbent RDCK Area G Director Hans Cunningham. Next up, Farrell Segal, a current Village of Salmo councillor, who wants to take over the director's hat of Area G.
I arrived here as electrical engineer in 97 to Canada. I've been in Vancouver for 18, and then I came to the Kootenays. I do a lot of community projects. I have a vehicle, which is a makerspace on wheels. It's called the steam truck. I take it around the Kootenays and all around BC every year on a road trip. But basically, it got me nominated 4 years ago to the council because they said they needed somebody like me, very much a community-oriented, outgoing person. I still do engineering, development, design work, but I'm semi-retired, you would call it. My interest is in serving the community in numbers of ways. If I can help make things more economical, solve typical engineering-type problems where Salmo, I've done a significant contribution towards the infrastructure and how things happen and what gets done and what's a priority.
What issues do you see as most pressing, important now and in the next few years?
Okay, number one, transportation. We have a huge housing crisis, but as with me, I live a single home on an 11-acre lot and is limited to what we have bylaws and regulations of what you can put on the the properties in Area G. We have restrictions to people living in fifth wheels, tiny homes, all sorts of things like that. And yet we have a housing crisis that can be solved, and it should be. So number one would be transportation, getting in and out of the major areas. Number two that needs to be solved is communications. I know Basin Trust are working on fixing that problem in Area G. They've done it up north, up towards Caslow. But it's a long time coming. We need decent cell phone coverage. We need everything is going online, whether we like it or not. And if we're moving towards a digital economy, bank online banking, all sorts of online government services, there's no reception. Most of Highway 3 from Creston Pass all the way through to Paulson Summit, maybe 20 kilometers of the 200 are covered with cell phone coverage. And the people who live in those areas have got nothing. We don't even know if there's an emergency because they don't get the emergency notifications.
Why should people vote for you for this position?
I'm a community person. I meet people and I debate things. So when something's up for discussion, my interests are not get a grant from a government before we can move, is to actually find out what people want, get businesses and economic development going. And I don't have any vested interest in a business or other type of organization, which unfortunately the Bunchus do have. You know, yes, they bring 16,000 people to this area once a year for a week, but that's not what we need.
That was Farrell Segal, candidate for the position of RDCK Area G Director. Finally, Anna Bunchu, known to many for her connection to the Shambhala Music Festival, now wanting to become Area G Director. We caught up with her on the phone.
For people who don't know you, give us a brief background of you, who you are, what you've done politically, personally, and professionally in your life.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. About 3 decades ago, my family and I moved to the Samal Valley. We're dedicated to growing with this community, and together we decided to have some friends over and have a little dance party under the stars. And it turned into the largest city in the West Kootenays for a week out of the year. At Shambhala Music Festival, I was a financial officer for 18 years. I was an instrumental part in the creation of the event. I've had lots of experience with large budgets, asset planning, management, and addressing various service levels. So lots of experiences with things that I didn't recognize at the time was local governance. Like garbage, recycling, logistics, lighting, signage, and community engagement. So fast forward to now, I'm working as an assistant to the constituents of Nelson Creston for the province of BC.
In RDCK Area G, what issues do you see as most pressing now and in the next few years to come?
Well, affordability is an issue for everywhere, and so is housing. I don't think that there's an area in the province that isn't affected by it, but I hear it clearly at the doorstep. I've talked to so many different people about those challenges, and it's heart-wrenching to hear. Currently, some of the issues are around adequate transit in our Area G, in that our bus only travels through Weimar 2 days a week and Salmel 3 days a week. And those are not really well-timed for anybody who wants to work in Nelson and wants to do that commute. It doesn't meet the timelines. So that's something that I'd like to get to work on right away. And then a lot of people are talking to me about connectivity and broadband.
And so finally, why should people vote for you for RDCK Area G Director?
Well, I've got some really unique experience within working in government, as well as, you know, all that financial and experience with building a city for a week. I come forward with a lot of positivity. I have a diverse background, and I love this community. I really am excited about the opportunity to create a new legacy for myself after all the work I've done, and I've heard a lot of feedback from folks about the want and need for new leadership and new energy, and a lot of friends have helped supported me to come to this place to run, and I feel like there's a lot of support, and I think I'm the right fit for the job.